February 10th, Blessed Claire of Rimini, Widow, Third Order. We learn from the life of Blessed Claire what a misfortune it is for a child to lose its mother at an early age. Born at Rimini, in Italy, about the year 1300, Claire lost her mother when she was but 7 years old. And because her father could not devote much time and attention to the training of the vivacious girl, she grew up into maidenhood in a frivolous rather than a Christian manner. As a young woman, she gave herself up so completely to worldly pleasures that the few religious exercises she still practiced were a mere formality, external functions without any devotion or Christian motive. She married a man who was also a perfect child of the world. Then one day, as she attended Holy Mass in a Franciscan church and was gazing about in her usual distracted way, she suddenly felt an inward urge to pray at least one Our Father with devotion. She yielded to this impulse of grace, and lo, in the course of the prayer, her soul was so enlightened as to show her the very sad state in which she was living. Claire became alarmed at the consideration of her past life. She shuddered at the thought of the account God could require of her at any moment. Penitently, she turned to the God of all mercies with a firm resolve earnestly to change her life. Henceforth, she avoided all worldly festivities, and with the consent of her husband, she entered the Third Order. When he died a short while later, she embraced a very strict life of penance. She wore iron girdles, slept on hard boards, lived on bread and water, and devoted herself entirely to prayer, meditation, and works of charity. She was especially interested in encouraging young women to keep from sinful vanity and frivolous living, and in reconciling persons who were at variance with one another. Almighty God blessed her efforts with great success. In fact, he granted her the heavenly gifts of prophecy and miracles. Filled with holy longing for heaven, she died on February 10th, 1346. Her cult was approved in 1784, but her feast is not observed by any of the Franciscan orders. On worldly pleasures. Consider how vain and deceptive are worldly pleasures, to which so many people, especially in a time of inexperienced youth, allow themselves to be lured. How many young men, how many young women are like Claire? If they are not held back by well-meaning parents, they abandon themselves to vanity, to the enjoyment of sensual friendship and worldly pleasure. Yes, there are many who do this in spite of all the warnings of parents and priests. But what do they find? After a short period of intoxication, mingled with envy, jealousy, and bitterness, there follows so frequently the long suffering of a ruined life, public contempt, and sometimes a poverty and want. Worldly pleasure is poisoned honey, which we swallow with delight, but once down, it causes agonizing pain. Have you always regarded it in this light? Consider that the wicked pleasures of the world, far from bringing us much sought material good fortune, rather burden the soul with a great weight of sin. For their sake, how many sins are committed against the fourth commandment, against parents and superiors, how many against the fifth commandment, in the harm done to one's own health, as well as by scandal and leading others astray. How innumerable the sins against the sixth commandment, how many against the seventh, through unjust dealings of all sorts. Examine yourself, and how far you have yielded to worldly delights. Fortunate, however, is he whose eyes have been opened and who does penance as the saintly Claire did. Consider that the purest and best joys, even in this life, are the portion of him who serves God faithfully, who preserves a good conscience, and who subdues carnal desires. Only then do people share in the true joys of the children of God, to which the apostle exhorts us, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice." Then shall they taste the bliss of innocent pleasure, which is never abated, and which will only be enhanced in the eternal, immeasurable joy of heaven. Prayer of the Church. O God, who makest the minds of the faithful to be of one will, grant us, thy people, to love what thou commandest, and to desire what thou dost promise, that amid the changing things of this world, our hearts may be set where true joy is found, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Clare of Rimini, pray for us.